Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in his darkest times, right, had this incredible supporter in Khadija radiallahu anha, right? So for our members of the Muslim community who are new Muslims or Muslims who are unable to find that support in an individual who's just going to be them through thick and thin, what are your recommendations in helping them find that support? Like, how do they get started in finding someone as incredible to them as Khadija radiallahu anha was to our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam?
Habibna, this is your session. We'll listen to you attentively.
MashaAllah. So MashaAllah, first and foremost, I think just realistically speaking, there's no one like Sayyidina Khadija. Yeah. Right? So I think even for someone who is a new Muslim, to have maybe several people, whoever it is that they saw the beauty of Islam and the light of Islam through, they benefit from those people. They have a community. And I think it's important for us, even with the Prophet وسلم, and the unique and distinct rank that Sayyidina Khadija had, عنها, that there were many of the Sahaba who supported him in a variety of ways. That Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq عنه, supported him in a particular way. Sayyidina Ali ibn Abi Talib supported him in a unique way, and so forth. So really just to have multiple people in our lives who we seek inspiration from and benefit from in a number of ways, and ultimately recognizing that we should seek that support from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask Him to give us the steadfastness to keep us inspired, and really surround ourselves with good people and to actively seek out good and uplifting environments, which even the nafs eventually will try to get in the way of, and the shaitan will try to get in the way of, and recognize that it is a marathon, and that in many cases it is an uphill battle. But even as Sheikh Yasser said, that Sayyidina Khadija, in her commitment to the Prophet, she went through all different types of difficulties, and she was able to bear them patiently, but it wasn't easy. It wasn't easy. So those are just some things that come to mind.
Jazakumullahu khairan for sharing. Sheikh Yasser, anything to add? I have a question from the audience as well.
Bismillah. I mean, I think just to just embellish on those beautiful points, the question about searching for those that can support us and we can support them is a practical question. It's a practical question about how to. And there's no one who gives us better guidance in the practicality of how to than Al-Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And by the grace of Allah, Al-Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us, and as you know, Ustaz Amjad noted, that you know, there is a network of support that's required. And so each being in your orbit will play a critical role in that supporting aspect. And so when it comes to a spouse, that is one of a cadre, right? Not everything, because very often what happens is we put everything into, we need our spouse then to become our mother, our father, our sibling, our cousin, our best friend. And it's a very tall order that is remarkably unrealistic. Right, the spouse will only play a part of a greater story. So when you choose the spouse, you choose by the prophetic prescription. You know, man tardawna deenahu wa khuluqa, the one who comes to you and you are pleased with their deen and their khuluq and their character. And when it comes to women, the Prophet ﷺ says, fathar bi dhati deen, you know, move forth and choose the one of deen. You know, the one of good character, the one of good comportment. And that's a prophetic prescription that, if you notice, is not heavily weighing in on emotions. Because very often we're pushing very qualified suitors away for considerations that may not be the primary consideration. So we have to be practical about what did the Prophet tell me that I should be looking for in people. Because if we like the choice of Al-Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Lady Sayyidina Khadija, then we have to follow how He guides us. And then similarly, we have to look to the people in our orbit, our parents, our siblings, our aunts, our uncles, our cousins. And if we want people to support us, then guess what? We have to support them. We have to serve them. Very often, we because of the nature of our modern era, we become very entitled. We assume people should just be doing for us because we want. And then we have a problem with people around us. Like, how come people aren't calling me? How come people aren't giving? How come people aren't serving? Mm-hmm. Well, what am I doing for people? Mm-hmm. Why do I assume I'm just owed khidmah? No, jubila al-insanu ala hubbi man ahsana ilayh. That we are naturally predisposed to love the one that is muhsin ilayya, that is caring and giving and kind to me. So a big question of this support is the mutuality of it. How much am I giving to then truly be deserving of receiving? Wallahu alam.